I don't want to be a popping influencer. I don't want to go viral per se. I want to have a successful business that I am going to start from social media success. I have many things that I'd like to do with this show, and I need the space, and I need to know for myself that what I do to make a living, and I can't do that when I feel like one foot's in and one foot's out, bro.
Black is beautiful, shawty. Black is bold. Black is black, true, but black is gold.
Seems like every time I get in front of the camera, I'm sick, but to get back into the content, this had to be the first thing I got off of my chest. My focus on content has shifted on trying to make sure that I had a stable income as I had a young child coming into the world. With that comes breaks and not really reaching the progression that I would really like to reach as a podcast, as a YouTube channel. I didn't quit my job. The problem is that I thought I had a backup plan, but we will get to that. So I have a 2.5-year-old becoming a new parent with everything that's been going on in the world in the last couple of years. With that, I wanted to take a jump to see if I could get into tech. Doing a program that was offered to people that have been in the workforce, maybe not going to college, and give them a chance to get a corporate job sort of deal. And this is just a story, just a reflection of the last 2-3 years of my life that have come to an end. It's been very interesting. I myself became aware of programs to get people into tech back in 2019 on Twitter. And I was seeing people get into these things. I never really did anything for myself because I did a lot of research and trying to decide if I was to try to get a trade, if I was to do one of these boot camps, what would I do? So I stumbled across data analytics because I saw that Google was offering a course for this. And I started actually doing the course because it wasn't that much. And at the same time, I was trying to find a new job because the last couple of years, I would say the last 6-7 years. What? I'm recording. Within my job search, I came across an opportunity that was going to basically get me a job after completing a 12-week cohort or to become a technical business analyst. I was hired on to a prestigious company in the town that I live in. The experience that I had with this job was not the best. I'm not going to allege what I think happened. Once I got hired, the first 3 months, I kind of asked myself, what am I doing here? There were some unfortunate dealings that I had. If other things would have been done as per some people that I knew going through the program and having a little bit more luck, I would have been more successful. But I couldn't control all of those variables. Things happening to put me in a position to be fully prepared for this position. Reaching the end of the time that I worked at this company, which was 1 year and 10 months, I kind of realized that you can do this job. Why? I'm not really going to be in a position to do it. That's crazy. And I had to backtrack to look at why I did this and, you know, why the ending was what it was. This situation, albeit working out in a way that I saw, wasn't the way that I wanted it to work out. I wanted to complete the requirements of gaining whatever position would get me to being a business analyst and working alone and doing it as a career, eventually moving on, going to other places and having a career and raising my family while doing content creation. That was my plan. To teach somebody on the job, all cylinders have to be going and everybody has to be willing to put their part in. I was trying to make it work, bro. I was trying to make it work. And I've been trying to make jobs work for the last, I think that's where I left off before T started calling on me, for the last several years. And it kind of started. It was like, boom, move up here and get a nice whole call center job. But I wasn't able to work it. And I don't know if it was because I needed to move on and find another job. And I was trying to hold on because I was trying to stay at a job for a long time because I had a history of walking out on jobs, leaving a job, hopping and stuff like that. And it just didn't work like that. I don't think it was a good fit. I don't think the industry was a good fit for me. So I took a break from the call center stuff and I started working at a warehouse. And it wasn't as much money, but The problem with that was, I told the story here, I got fired. Somebody fired me. Not fired me because I was doing something wrong, but they just took me out the system while I was on maternity leave. And then that person got fired. That manager got fired. Another manager came on. And they just wasn't really willing to train people to do their full job. It was like leaning on people that were there before they came in to complete important tasks. So it was just like, I was at work, I'd be working, and then I see niggas that's on the same shift as me getting paid the same, sitting on their phones. I was like, yo, I would love to stay, but there's so much dysfunction. And I think back at it, bro. I think I made the best decision with the options that I had with leaving that job and getting $10, $12 more an hour. I'm not sure. Maybe I didn't make the best impression. When it's a situation to where you feel like you're not really given the keys to thrive and learn a system, learn a business, learn an industry, it's a growing frustration because you could do it. I was trying to endure. I was trying to make the 3-year mark. It was just so stressful because I wasn't getting to do anything, bro. I wasn't able to do any work. 1 year in 10 months, I could probably count on my 10 fingers the days where I worked from the beginning of the day to the end of the day and was like busy. Out of a year and 10 months, the times that I said something about not having anything to do, I couldn't count it on my hands. The times that somebody made an attempt to give me something to do, I could count it on one hand. I didn't want to say, be like, oh, this opportunity that I had, I just threw it away because I couldn't maintain frame. When you have a company that's been around so long and people have been working at this company for so long, the same people that may know a lot of people, like you just become accustomed to the way that you run your business. And if anybody isn't necessarily going to just align straight up to it, or just be who you want, be a person that you deem to be worthy of working there, it's not really going to work. You're never really going to align. The straw that broke the camel's back was, you know, as I'm giving you information, I'm not really giving you information, but I'm giving you enough to understand. I was getting paid to get on the job training to become a business analyst. And I went through a 1-year program and completed that successfully, got the position. I'm not going to tell you what I went through during that time because it's going to drive me too far and not get to the actual point and the reason I wanted to do this video and want you to watch till the end. I got the position. I was given hella work at the beginning, which was 10 months ago, of having this associate business analyst, business system analyst position. And when I left, I wasn't getting work. And the people that were giving me work before I just mysteriously stopped getting work had all these mysterious assumptions that they made for the reason that they weren't giving me work, even though that was kind of the plan for them to give me work and for them to check it to make sure I was doing everything correctly because I was learning on the job. I was an associate. I took a step back from doing content, bro. I tried to get back into it, stopping, starting again. And even though I'm grateful that I did it because I was able to put my daughter in daycare, we were able to get a new whip. We're able to keep paying rent as it keeps increasing here and actually make the house more livable with just being able to buy more stuff, having a little bit more insulated income. Boom. I was not going to put my 2 weeks in. I was trying to secure an assistant position. I feel so stupid. Assistant position with somebody. And I was speaking to them through email. And we're giving it's basic getting a job stuff. Long story short, they sent me a check. Because they basically wanted me to put my 2 weeks into the job. After the situation happened, someone basically told me, someone that I would sit with in a way to, this was work from home position, but sit with to learn things, knowledge check me. This person basically told me, you can't expect me to take information, tell things that you tell me when we're sitting with each other and apply it to what we're going to do on the team. Basically, what I got from it, and basically I got, if you don't say something 100,000 times, you give me the ability to make whatever narrative I want to make and do whatever I really want to do to make it look like you're not trying, you're not competent. At that point, bro, it was an elementary exchange. I actually stopped reading messages from the people I was working with because I was just like, I can't do this. And mind you, bro, it was a time where I was working late. And, oh, man, I can't go into it, but I was working late. And I basically didn't have everything that I needed to do, everything that I thought I was going to be able to do. And somebody had gotten mad at me because I thought I needed such and such to complete this release. And this is tech stuff that I can't really get into, but I was just so frustrated that I wasn't being prepared, but I was always getting yelled at by people that were supposed to be preparing me. And it's like, you would make it look like, in a sane person's eye, you're cool with making it look like you're not doing your job if at the same time it makes it look like I have no ability to do the job that I'm supposed to do. At that point, once I realized that, because I had been trying to talk myself out of catching all of the sly, slick shit that was going on, because I was trying to focus on learning all this information in this behemoth of a job, because I am the person that if you sit me in the classroom and you teach the class in a way that some people may not understand, even if I don't understand everything, I'm going to learn, because I'm just going to learn you. I'm going to learn your mannerisms. And as a fact of learning your mannerisms and learning, looking at what you're doing, I'm going to learn what I need to know with what you're disseminating, because I'm going to learn how to decipher the information. I was learning the job, however, the way, and I was kind of fighting to learn the job. And I can't go into detail, but if you're Black and you've ever tried to work in a corporate position and you're watching this video, you know exactly what I mean. I was trying to make this shit work, but it was getting to a point where it's like, I can't make content. My mental health is often tested because I'm fooling myself into, I'm just here to do, can you check the camera for me? Make sure it's all good. Yeah. The pay is great. My daughter is benefiting from it. My girl's benefiting from it. We got this new whip. We really want to move. We couldn't move already. I'm trying to stick this shit out. I feel like I'm fighting and always having to defend myself just to get the chance to progress in this job, to the point where it's like, the money that I'm making isn't so important that I can't try to build what I really want to build. Because say I would have went to a job that I knew how to do myself and was really qualified for, say I was just making the money I was making there, and maybe I got a raise, maybe I got a promotion, and at the same time I have all of the mental space because I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to do as a man, this money. There is no uncertainty. Just because it was like, bro, I'm making money, you can raise it. I just got another raise. Like, it was actually just going into effect. I don't give a fuck. Because this shit isn't going to work. Not because I don't know how to do the job. Because this shit isn't going to work. This is just what I see. You know what I'm saying? This is what I see. I was trying so hard to stay at least until 2 years. It was also my estimation that I was going to be go after being in this position for 1 year. I knew what the narrative would have been turned into if that was the case. I had all these thoughts in my head. And one would say, but you don't know this. You don't know this. But thankfully, I'm not going to be homeless because I did this. In this job market, it's going to take me longer to get a job than it usually takes me. It's already taken me longer. For my peace of mind, fam, to just have the headspace to even fucking record, bro. There's fucking 3 shows that I wanted to do. This is one of 3 shows I want to do. And I was wrestling with myself on whether or not to do this. But I had to talk about it because I've been talking about being a business analyst. This journey as being a business analyst is over, and I want to talk about it. And I want to talk about what I've been going through, because what I told myself was like, bro, if I'm going to have to sit here in a basically purgatory to get a position, bro, that I may or may not even be fully trained and prepared to take to another job, because this is going to end, bro. Fam, I don't need to be here. I don't see myself getting this next position. I don't see myself being put in position to get this next position. And it's my estimation that eventually some people may have gotten in trouble, because there were situations that happened with me allegedly that people lost their job for the part that they took in it. And I got unfollowed from LinkedIn. That's why I think people thought that it was my fault, because they did lose the job because they screwed me over. And I just was like, damn, that's crazy. And like, it was just like, fam, bruh, these niggas don't want me here. And we about to be going back in the office. These niggas done embarrassed me before. They done set me up to look like a fool before. Just imagine what's going to happen going into the office, bruh, as a fat black nigga. I'm just not dealing with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've kept my composure, but once we get into person and it's niggas playing games and it's like niggas colluding, I really wish I could tell you the whole story, but I'm not going to. I just said, bro, I just look at niggas' YouTube channels and just look at the growth of people's YouTube channels, even if it's small growth, just the consistency. And the thing is, bro, I don't want to be a popping influencer. I don't want to go viral per se. I want to have a successful business that I am going to start from social media success. You know what I'm saying? I want to have a successful brand. I have many things that I'd like to do with this show, and I need the space and the, I need to know for myself that what I do to make a living, to put food on the table, to make sure whatever is going on here is going on, that is covered, to be able to focus and put so much time into something that's not making me money, because that means I'm gonna be running off of fumes. I'm gonna be running off of the motivation to get to another place, bro. And I can't do that when I feel like one foot's in and one foot's out, bro. I don't give a fuck about an extra $5,000-$10,000 a year that much, bro. I don't. I'll be honest with y'all. I've been upset the last couple of days. I've had a nasty taste in my mouth just about the experience. I ain't really said why me, because thankfully I got my girl here. Thankfully, we've been in a situation before and been in a worse predicament when a situation like this has happened before. If something don't start shaking in a month, I'm gonna start working at a gas station. And I might pick up another job at another one of these fast food places around here. I need to be doing something. I'm just really trying to find something that I can blindly do, because I need to start looking at really building up a nest egg to be able to really start pursuing and putting money into content creation, because I'm not going to be able to work for somebody. I can just tell. And it's not because I don't want to work for people, because I'm aware that when you work for yourself, the person that you work for or your customers, it's the same thing. It's actually a way different responsibility. I don't think certain employers want a guy like me working for them. Even if I can do the job, even if I'm not really causing an issue, there are just certain people, certain liberal people, they don't fuck with me. I don't dislike anybody, but I do notice a certain type of person that is not really my vibe. I was very uncomfortable at this place because I was always put in a position to where I would have to defend myself. And I would feel that if I show any type of frustration, it's going to be used against me, because nobody's going to give you anything, even if it's going to help them. Sometimes people will cut their nose off to spite you, because at some point they believe that you're gonna cut off their reason for existence or reason for way to make money. It's a lot that can't be said, but what I'm going to do now moving forward is look at the atmosphere of places. And I don't see myself as being down. Like, I wouldn't say I'm struggling through life, because through all these trials and tribulations going through, and I think that might be one reason that I'm not getting jobs as easy, because people just, I don't think some people look at things with more an open mind. Because, like, when you look at my resume, and hey, bro, honestly, fam, I kind of told myself this too, that I might have to keep doing content for people to just see who I am as a person. Because don't they look up your content when they hire you? It's like, bro, I kind of have to do this content stuff now, because it's like, you got to have like your own commercial type stuff, honestly. But I'm looking at my resume and it's like, dang, bro, it kind of does look like you just switch job. But in my eyes, I think it's a good thing. I've made more money. Even in the job that I took making less money, I was still making YouTube money during that time, still equaling out fairly to the amount that I had been making before. And then I made a huge jump. I think I made like 15,000-20,000 more in 2022, May 2022, 2023, then from May 2021 to May 2022. So that was cool, but it's like, now it's all this inflation and everything is high, bro. I might just have to get the high paying call center job, thug it out, because I know I can do it. I just need a chance, and I'm sure a chance will be coming. But and the reason I say the call center job is because it's something that I can do sleeping, you know, even though I haven't done it in a couple of years. Growing up, because I know I said this and I didn't elaborate, growing up in the household where you don't necessarily see somebody working every day, and you don't make the connection of how most people make money, most people, how they build themselves up. I didn't go to college, community college. I didn't go to community college with the mindset of you need to find yourself a career path to help you always be able to get a job. I didn't think about that at the time. And I don't think the reason that I thought about that was because I didn't see it. I don't think it was something that was fully instilled into me the way that it needed to be. I wanted to work as a teenager, but I just couldn't. And that's what I've been noticing the last couple of years. Like, I've been making progress, but only so much progress can be made at times when you don't have a number one lockdown skill. And I thought I was going to get that, but I didn't. But what I learned is I definitely got better at marketing myself, and my resume is way better. And I think that will help me within my job search to get more jobs. I just need to get in front of somebody. The thing is, you know, because you gotta get in these Facebook groups to get information, like inside information of what other people's going through. We're getting jobs, and a lot of people say you may have to apply for something multiple times. I've gained so much information just going through life, like really having the budget, that I have to put it on myself to make sure that I take what I have worked for when at a job and when leaving a job, so that when I leave, like, I have a substantial amount of whatever cash or some assets I bought with cash from saving up working at these jobs. But like this job, I felt like I had to leave it because I couldn't stop smoking working here because it was so stressful. And that's my coping mechanism. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, I don't really like smoking, having a wine, you know what I'm saying? That's my thing. And honestly, bro, I was telling myself, like, that's what's holding you back. You got to start saving up money. But it's like, bruh, how can I do that when, like, it's constantly like, yo, I know that this is not working out how I want it to work out. And it's like, I'm kind of being made to seem like it's my fault. And it's like, bro, this energy, it's just not for me. And some people knew the place that I, you know, just quit from, you would say, oh, you're throwing this away. And maybe for you, it would have been throwing away opportunity, but it wasn't going to work. It wasn't going to work. And I've just come to the conclusion that within the next 5 years, there's other stuff lined up for me in my life that can help with my plan. So it's not a far-fetched thing. But within the next 5 years, bro, I need to be working for myself, because I don't have a problem with work ethic. I don't have a problem with getting shit done. It's just I need to segment it the way that it needs to be segmented to put myself in a position to start working for myself. There's no way I shouldn't be able to learn this content stuff with the little stuff I know now and the stuff that I'm still learning. You know what I'm saying? It's just more action and more time needs to be put into it. And I got to make my life around it work with that, because that's the biggest thing with content, is putting the time into it. And that's cool, but it hurts that 1 year and 10 months not putting in as much as I wanted to. And I want to get that time back, and I'm going to, because I've stopped smoking before. This is a thing. Like, this is always a thing that I've wrestled with, because shit, to move in here, I stopped smoking for a substantial amount of time. And then, boom, we got to change jobs. And, oh, boom. One last thing before we get out of here, because this is getting too long. The whole story about how I actually was doing a video. I don't know if it was on this phone. I think it was on this phone. 3 years ago, talking about how I'm struggling with working and stuff. The situation that happened, and this is just to spice it up for a good ending, was COVID was going rampant, and my daughter was about to be here within a month, and like the whole staff had gotten COVID, and I was getting scared because I didn't want to give it to my daughter. I don't know if you ever seen videos on TikTok of babies, newborns with COVID, but I'd seen it during that time. I started having to get clever. I'm clever, man, clever. What I decided to do was, because we had just gotten these great new benefits upgrades, let me use them. Well, I'm set it up. I'm getting set up for the maternity leave. It's already set up. I just put a call in for us to really push the papers through. A month before that, I'm like, I'm going through this. Can I just like take a leave of absence and then start the stuff in conjunction after this month? Because I don't want to get my family sick. So I take the leave of absence, and yes, I got another job, work from home, because it was already going through my head that, hey, this COVID stuff is going kind of crazy. I might have to figure out how to work from home. Well, I get this job, work from home, and leave of absence. Long story short, the job, they actually lied about a couple of things. I ended up just quitting because, again, it was just like, dog, I can't, like, bro, this is not what, like, these jobs is crazy, bro. And you got to do your research and really learn about a company. You got to do as much extensive research as possible before you throw all your eggs into a job. Even if, bro, because it's a lot of us, bro, you trying to do multiple things at once. You got to know where the fuck you about to go to work. You have to. We are in times where, like, bro, we are going to have to strip down everything and really hunker down and be for us and have contingency plans set up, because, bro, I really believe it, bro. Shout out to Xavier Miller. He said it on Millionaire Mindset podcast. In 10 years, bro, if you ain't got it on the internet, if you're not a self-made person, if you're not some type of somebody on the internet or in business, you're going to be the lower class, because regular jobs is going. And I'm looking at a lot of things, but bro, it's like I've tried a lot of things, not tried a lot of things, but I've ran the race with this business analyst stuff. This shit did not go the way I wanted it to go, but I fought for it and still didn't get what I needed. And you gotta let that down gracefully, because life still goes on. Kids still needs to be fed, and I can get out here and add value other ways. But this was, we here, man. We here. It's him. He. Another episode of Don't Be Vulnerable. Another episode of Spitter Section coming out soon. And another episode of The Big Podcast. soon after that.
Black is beautiful, shawty, black is bold. Black is black, true, but black is gold.